But right now, we got to check in with today's No Sweat News to get you ready for Friday's quiz, which could land you a pair of tickets to check out Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, that's right. Smashing Pumpkins at the PNC Bank Arts Center on August 2nd. What a show that will be.
I think this show, the tickets that I stole,
yes,
I think they're from Madison Square Garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to double check that.
Okay, double check that.
In the meantime, though, if you miss any of the stories, make sure you check out WRET.com. That's for sure. They're all podcasted up there for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Story number one here. Oh, my Lord. This girl, God bless her. I feel kind of bad for her. This chick found out her boyfriend was cheating. And listen to this one. There's a 23-year-old woman in Iowa. Her name's Kayla Spear. And she just tweeted about her crazy experience back in April. She was in a long-distance relationship with a guy about 3 hours away. And he was studying for finals.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to do something nice and surprise him by having Jimmy John's delivered to his place. And she told the store what she was doing and stuff like that, right?
Mm.
So when she got a call from the delivery guy, she figured it was a problem with a credit card or something like that. That's not it. He told her, quote, "We usually don't do this, but when we walked up to the door to your boyfriend's place, we were able to look into his apartment. He was in his boxers, naked, with a woman on top of her on the couch."
Oh, no.
Jimmy John's ratted him out.
What?
Kayla then confronted her boyfriend, and he tried to lie about it, but she saw through it and broke up with him.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, I don't know if I approve Jimmy John's. So. No, I got to be honest. Now, the guy's a dirtbag. He's worth cheating and whatnot. I get that.
Right.
But I don't want my pizza guy or whatever the hell.
The delivery guy, hey, listen, man.
Yeah. I don't want my delivery guy narking me out.
Well, hey, that's what happened.
You know what, Jimmy John's? I'm unfollowing you on Twitter.
Just because of that?
Yeah.
Well, she tweeted about the story, and it's going very viral. Jimmy John's offered to actually even cater a breakup party for her.
Okay.
So they're going to be bringing a whole bunch of food and goodies to her.
Now I feel like this is all about Jimmy John's trying to get some publicity.
I think so, too.
Yeah. They put your nose back where it belongs.
Mind
Jimmy
your
John's.
And Q's,
yeah.
You know?
That's not your beeswax.
I guess that guy didn't get a tip.
No.
Unbelievable. There you go. Story number one. Story number two. There's a 62-year-old woman out of Texas who went to a Chinese buffet a few years ago for lunch. And after she ate, she started vomiting later that day.
Oh, God.
And the next day, she had trouble breathing and wound up going to the hospital.
Ooh.
She was in the hospital for 8 days, including 2 of those days being on a ventilator.
Holy cow, this is serious.
Check it out. It was all because of fried rice syndrome.
Fried rice syndrome?
You ever hear that?
No.
Neither did I. Apparently, that's a real thing. It's the nickname for a type of food poisoning that can happen when food has been sitting at room temperature for several hours.
Are you serious?
Fried rice is especially prone to it.
I had no idea about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I've gotten Chinese food, and, after, a few cocktails, and then, you fall asleep, you wake up the next morning, it's still there on the table. I'm like, all right, yeah, why not?
The hell?
I might as well finish it.
Fried rice syndrome.
Might as well finish this for breakfast. Well, I've never gotten fried rice syndrome, but that would explain a lot of my brain damage, yeah.
Well, this woman is suing the buffet for $1 million worth of damages.
Good. I'm going to sue them.
Fried rice syndrome.
Yeah, maybe I've got fried rice syndrome.
Be careful out there what you eat. And lastly here, we're going to end off on a good note here because I'm ready to rock out for July 4th. And I actually picked a story for you, Esad.
For me?
Yes.
This is great.
Because you are a Toys R Us kid till
I love it. Death. I'm so sad to see those pictures on the internet of the Toys R Us in Eatontown with no toys, nothing.
The giraffe saying goodbye.
They were even selling the shelves.
I know. Well, this one's a cool story. You're going to like this one.
All right, good.
This is a good one.
Cheer us up.
Toys R Us officially did close their doors last Friday, and a photo of the giraffe mascot waving goodbye in an empty store has a lot of people depressed.
It was horrible.
But at least one really nice story came out of this one. The last 700 stores in the U.S. were trying to sell off as much as they can on the shelves there.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it was like 80% off to 90% off.
Yeah.
But one location in North Carolina didn't have to worry because one anonymous person wrote them a check for $1 million.
Oh?
bought up all their leftover toys so they can give them away.
Oh, and that person's name is Santa Claus.
How nice is that?
That's incredible.
The employees actually even worked overtime and spent the whole day Friday boxing up all the stuff and shipping it out. And they won't reveal who the person was that actually wrote the check.
It goes back to my Santa theory. Maybe he's lazy this year and just decides, you know what, I don't feel like making the toys all the time. I'll just buy them from Toys R Us and then give them the kids on Christmas.
Pretty much gives a whole new meaning to Secret Santa right
now. Yeah.
How nice is that?
That's fantastic. Meanwhile, I heard Jeffrey Giraffe is sleeping at the bus station.
Right. Get out of my bed there, Jeffrey. Don't be taking my spot. There you go with the No Sweat News. Another edition down the pike. And like I said, we'll get you geared up Friday for that quiz. If you miss any of the stories, WRT.com has your answer. Make sure you study up and check it on out.